This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We know the great eminence and prominence of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Harav Meir, one of the greatest of all the Rishonim. In fact, the Yamshel Shloimei writes in his Hakdama to Baba Kama that Rabbeinu Tam was the greatest b'chachma uv'minyan of all the Rishonim, including the Rambam. In this week's parasha, we see the great prowess of Rabbeinu Tam. Why is he called Rabbeinu Tam? His name was Yaakov, and certainly he was Ish Tam Yoshev Ayholim. But one of the Perushim on the Torah's Kohanim, the Hagois Meharid, brings an incredible dream that he had in Chodesh Iyar, in the year Tafresh Yodalad. That the reason why Rabbeinu Tam is called Rabbeinu Tam is because he actually was mevatel one of the klalos of the Toichacha. A pasuk in this week's parasha, V'sam larik koichachem, your strength will be depleted. Chazal say this refers to someone who marries off their daughter, and within the Sheva Brachos, the chassan passes away. Now in the marriage, the father-in-law gave away all of his assets to his son-in-law. And now the son-in-law passes away, and the wife doesn't inherit. And the father has lost his daughter, and he lost all his assets. Rabbeinu Tam made a takana. The father gets his money back. And therefore, he was actually mevatel, the klala of the toichacha, v'sam larik koichachem. Can you imagine a rishon being mevatel, a klala of the Torah? That was the koyach, that was the prowess of Rabbeinu Tam. That's why he's called Rabbeinu Tam. He was mevatel, the klala, v'tam larik koichachem. Look at the koyach of one of the Chachmei Yisrael, Rabbeinu Tam, who, on the second day of Shavuos, he was attacked in the times of the Second Crusade in the year 1146, and he was miraculously saved. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.